Something for the weekend. It's Trina Mari here. Derek Carberry, makeup artist, is back this week. So, Derek, a lot of us tend to get stuck in a rut when it comes to our makeup. Yeah. So looking for your tips today for somebody who's say in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s and so on. You do need to change your makeup slightly as you age, don't you?
You do. Like, what worked for you in your 20s is certainly not going to work for you in your 30s and 40s and 50s, you know. And also season to season, your skin tone can change slightly as well. It can be drier, it can be, you know, tighter. So you have to bear all these things in mind, especially when you're getting older. So from the consistency to the tone, everything you kind of need to kind of, you know, focus on changing as you're getting into your 30s, 40s and 50s. So what you can do is always make sure that you're using something quite lightweight and that it's not very heavy. Like in your 20s, you could use a full coverage foundation and it looks amazing.
What was the thing I used to use? The pan stick?
Pan stick.
Oh, God.
And I can remember this. And it, you know, in your teens or your early 20s, it can look fine on perfectly non-creased or crinkled skin. Mm. But when you start getting fine lines and things like that, the heavier makeup will sit in these.
It's like polyfiller.
Polyfiller on the fine lines. And it just look, you just look like you have a mask of makeup on and it's just going to age you. So with your foundation, certainly as you're getting older, tone it back a little bit, use a more lightweight product or mix it with your, like we discussed before, your moisturiser or your primer to kind of sheer it down.
What about the tinted moisturisers? And that more for a day-to-day basis?
They're brilliant.
If you don't
tinted
necessarily
moisturisers,
need, yeah.
BB creams, colour corrector creams, all of these things. You don't need to use full coverage makeup day-to-day. Do you know what I mean? It's just about evening out your skin tone and making, you know, zapping out the redness or the pinkiness or whatever it is that's in your skin. And if you have any blemishes, covering them up. So it's not really about putting a mask of product on. It's just about evening the skin tone out.
Yeah. Heavy eye makeup when you start to age, is that a no-no?
I think it is. I think as you're starting to age, if you're getting hooded eyes and the skin is overlapping on the lid of your eyelid and stuff like that, you kind of need to pare things back again and maybe focus. If you're going to put a load of makeup on your eyelid and then the skin is going to overlap on that towards your lash line, you're not going to see it anyway, and it's just going to mash together and get really mucky and messy. So because of the sweat and the eyelids as well, so, and the moisture. So I would actually focus on underneath the eye, so along the lash line underneath, to create that nice smokiness. Maybe do a nice brow, a bit of highlighter on the lid, and yes, absolutely do a little bit of lining along the lash line on the top, maybe stick on some lashes. But with hooded eyes and things like that, as you're getting older, you need to change your techniques and what you're doing when you're dealing with your makeup.
The other thing is, if you are using the fake eyelashes, just less is more, kind of,
less
isn't
is
it?
More, yeah. And like, you know, you can get these eyelashes now where it's just like you stick them at the corner of your eyelashes and they look amazing. So just give a little kick at the end and they can change the shape of your eye, which is really nice as well.
Yeah, you don't want the drag queen look.
No, you know. Again, you know, if you're in your 20s or your teens and your 20s, early 20s, these full on lashes can look great. But certainly as you're getting older, you need to start paring things back a little bit and just, you want to really polish your look as opposed to kind of overtaking your face with makeup.
A lot of people might have worn blue eyeliners and that back in the day. It's time to probably ditch them.
I think so. It can be a very kind of dated looking look. You can look quite 80s or whatever, which can be fun or whatever, but if you want to look more fresh and kind of dewy and natural, then certainly this way to approach your makeup is better and a more natural
way. I just had a great business idea for you, Derek, to bring out a range of makeup for the over 30s.
Maybe we'll do it.
There you go.
Let's do it.
You heard it here first. Derek, how can we get in touch with you?
Yeah, I'm on social media. Derek Carberry is my Instagram handle, and I'm also working with collaboration with Dunn Stores this year, which I'm very excited about. So I'm going to be doing exciting projects with them, masterclasses and consulting on the beauty brands there as well. I'm also doing a bridal masterclass with my good friend Jenny McCarthy, who Trina knows very well.
I'm always saying on air she's a wagon.
She's the
nicest person ever.
She's amazing. So that's a bridal masterclass, Killashy Hotel, on the 14th of April.
Okay, great. And also Derek does bridal makeup and takes appointments as well, if you want to get your makeup done and look fabulous.
I did the lovely Trina's makeup for her wedding last year and she looked gorgeous on the day as well. So yeah, absolutely, I'm available for bridal makeup. I do hen parties, I do appointments, and so yeah, anything.
You'll do anything.
I'll do anything, really. Sell my soul to the devil.
Thanks, Derek. We'll talk to you soon. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.
Bye.